Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. You tune in to the Joy Doctor Show. Yes, we hope that you will enjoy the show tonight, because tonight we're going to let you know that this is your season. Yes, this is your season. This is your season to shine. This is your season to prosper. This is your season to have what you say. Not only that, this is your season to have what you want. Well, how do you say that, John Doctor? I'm glad you asked. And for those that are just tuning in, we thank you, you, and yes, you. And if you would like to tune in or call a friend and have them to tune in, you can call 323-580-5712. Yes, that's 323-580-5712. And tonight, yes, tonight, we're talking about this is your season. Yes, it's a great thing to be in season. Yes, yes, yes. That's right. It's a great thing to be in season, because when you're out of season, no one wants you. No one needs you. No one desires to have. It's like a strawberry in July. Who wants a strawberry in July? Shoot, everybody I know is eating watermelon, cantaloupe, and all other things, because that is what is in season. Yes, that's what's in season. So when you're in season, you are destined to prosper. Yes, you are destined to prosper when you're in season. But the thing is, a lot of people are out of season because they are out of sync. Yes, they are out of season because they're out of sync. And what are they out of sync with, Joy Doctor? I'm glad you asked. They're out of sync with their vision. They're out of sync or out of touch with their dream and their goals. Sure, if you start a business, you have foundational principles that you build upon. And then as you grow, as you go, you grow. And you begin to expand. But however, there are certain things that are just true to the game. That's right. There are certain things that are true to the game. So even though you expand, you cannot stretch yourself out too far. That's right. You have to remember the basics. Yes, you have to remember the basics and build upon the basics in order to be able to enjoy your season. Yes, now we're going to talk about how do you get into your season. Well, if you don't have a seed, you don't have a season. That's right. If you don't have a seed, you don't have a season. Because there's a wise proverb that says, as long as the earth remains, there's always a seed time and a harvest time. But the people want the harvest and not the seed, but does not realize that it takes the seed and the cultivation of the seed in order to get the harvest. That's right. You cannot just have a dream. You got to walk it out. You got to cultivate it. You got to water it. You got to be there when no one else is there. You got to be there when you don't want to be there. You got to be there regardless of anybody says they'll do it instead or not. Why? Because it's your seed. It's your dream. It's your baby. So no matter what no one else's responsibility is, you're responsible for the seed, the dream, or the baby, the vision, or however you want to pronounce it or however you want to say it. This is your season. And you're responsible for your season. Yes, you're responsible for your season. I believe it was Eric Thomas says, average is not an option. That's right. If you want to be able to enjoy your season, you cannot be average. That's right. Average dies out within the first 30 days, within the first week, sometime within the first 24 hours, because they see what it entails and what needs to be done in order to make that dream or make that season come to pass, and they die out. Yes, that's right. They die out. Yeah. Die out. Even before it gets started. Because someone said, that's not going to work. You're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to make it happen. But who cares what they say? Because all of us know that in order to get a great crop, you have to cultivate it. You have to fertilize it. You have to water it. You have to watch it. You have to learn it. You have to know it. And no matter what kind of crop you have, what kind of product you have, what kind of service you're offering, in order to enjoy your season, there's always those what are called dream killers. That's right. Crop killers. Yes. Fruit destroyers. Not inspectors, but destroyers. That's right. They come to kill it out before you can receive your harvest. That's right. They come to kill it out before you can receive your harvest. But you got to know how to get rid of them. You got to know how to dissolve and resolve the issue in order to enjoy your season. And I know sometimes if you plant 5 acres, you only may get the benefit of 2. You may get the benefit of 3. Then you may get the benefit of 4. But ultimately, you want to reap from all 5 acres, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're writing a book, if you're singing a song, if you're drawing a picture, painting a mural, whatever you're doing, you want to be able to enjoy that season of harvest. So what? You draw it on buildings and then nobody see it. You draw it on buildings and then nobody recognize it. You draw it on buildings and then nobody care. So what? Your first book wasn't a New York Times bestseller. So what? Now that you got in and you studied and you know what killed it, now it's time to reproduce it in order to make it more effective. Because this is your season. This is your season to shine. This is your season to progress. There's no time for setbacks. No time for mistakes. It's no time for a pity party. This is your season. So what are you going to do in your season? Remember, seasons come and they only stay for a little while. Then after that, another season comes. But it all depends on if you was productive and prosperous in the season before, how you'll be in the next season. Yep, that's right, that's right. And what I'm saying is, it's springtime. Now it's time to blossom. It's time to bloom. It's time to take advantage of your time. It's time to put in that extra hours. It's time to put in that extra work so you can enjoy your season, because the next season is summer. You won't be able to put in as much work. You won't be able to put in as much time. So you have to take advantage of your season. Because when summer times come, the temperatures go up. Less rain, more heat. The ground begins to crack. So when your season changes, what do? You have to take advantage of the opportunity. So there's no time to lay in bed till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. You have to get up. Get up early. Stay up late in order to make it happen. You might not enjoy it. Your body may be tired in the beginning, but I guarantee you, if you put forth the work, you will see the efforts and you will reap the results. This is your season. So how do I know it's my season, George? I'm glad you asked. Because if it becomes a mindset, becomes an action, becomes an answer. Mindset, action, and answer. Mindset, action, and answer. So when you receive it and conceive it in your mind, and you begin to act upon it, then you will get an answer. And your answer will tell you if you put enough time in or if you did not. Your answer will give you the results of your dedication. Your answer will give you not necessarily what you're looking for, but your answer will give you what you need. Remember, this is your season. Don't let no one take your season. Don't let no one take your opportunity. Don't let no one tell you that you cannot make it, because you can. Time is on your side. Whatever you need, it's available. All you have to do is apply it, work it, make it happen. I believe that was Dr. Norman Vincent Peale said, if you expect a miracle, make a miracle happen. I enjoyed Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, because that is a whole lot of truth in just that one statement. Expect a miracle, make a miracle happen. Well, yeah, I understand that you tried. Uh-huh. I understand that you failed. Yes. I understand that you tried it again. I also understand that you may have given up. But in all of that, your dream did not die. Your passion to perform is what died. That's right. I'll say it again. When you give up, you get disappointed, you quit, or you turn to something new. Your dream did not die. It was your passion to perform that died. Because remember, I said earlier, mindset, action, answer. Mindset, action, answer. So if you stop working the dream, you won't receive your season. If you stop working at that which you have been working on, whether it's a book, movie, poems, drawings, whatever it is, business, entrepreneurship, doctor, lawyer, science teacher, history teacher, police officer, whatever it is that you're working on and going for, don't quit. Keep pushing. Make it happen, because this is your season. That's right. This is your season. If you can see it, you can have it. If you can believe it, you can have it. If you can say it, you can have it. It's yours. It's yours. This is your season. You don't have to settle for average. Mediocre is not an option. I believe Mr. Eric Thomas said, the hip-hop preacher also said, if you don't be phenomenal, you'll be forgotten. So in your season, be phenomenal. Step out the box. Take that cap off and begin to think. Jump up and hit the ceiling and break the glass ceiling. Whatever you have to do to make sure your season is prosperous, then that is what you do. Now, I'm not saying go to the certain extremes to cause you, you know, legal problems or criminal problems or situations like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying stay within that realm to keep from getting in those situations. But if you have to get up an extra hour, get up. Have to go to bed an extra 2 or 3 hours late, go late. If you have to be in the office all day and half of the evening, do it. This is your season. What you put in, you are guaranteed to get out. Now, if I place a $100 bill in the bank, when I in my account, when I go back, I should see that $100 bill or more. If I see less, that means I didn't do something right. Because if I don't see more and I see less, that means what I'm doing is taken away from my season instead of adding to it. So I may not have balanced the books right. I may have forgotten to write something down. I may have thought that I can change something but didn't go through the proper channels to get it changed correctly. So when I place that $100 in my account and I don't see $100 plus interest, but I see minus $35, $38 for an insufficient fund, then that which what I am doing is not working for me, but working against me. Simple things. Because simple things become habits, and bad habits will keep you from getting to where you would like to be. They will hinder your progress. So when you see a trend, fix it. If it's a bad trend, fix it. If it's a good trend, keep doing it and figure out a way to make it work in another area of your life. Because This is your season. And the only person that's responsible for your season is you. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to be a little bit longer, but remember, this is your season, and this is my season too. So until next week, I will see you back here on Blog Talk Radio, 8 p.m. on Monday night. Until then, remember to listen, laugh, and learn.